Here we go with the end of season edition of the Baseball Insider, the end of the Red Sox baseball season, that is. Here he is, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and the season has been put to bed.
Yeah, again, the Red Sox season, there's still plenty of baseball left. There's months and months of baseball left, but just not for the Red Sox. So Andy, the season did come to an end last night for the Red Sox, or yesterday afternoon, early evening, whatever. So what's happening, and what can you share with us?
Well, the Red Sox did wrap up the season yesterday with a 6-3 win over the Rays. J.D. Martinez hitting two home runs, what will likely be his last game in a Red Sox uniform. Sox finished the season on a three-game winning streak. Woo-hoo-hoo! And they end up with a record of 78-84 on the season, 21 games behind the New York Yankees. The local 9 finished in last place for the fifth time in the last 10 years.
Did you rehearse that woo-hoo-hoo, Andy?
That was spontaneous, so how excited I was with that.
Oh, man. All right. We got a lot of stuff to discuss, but first, just take us back for the last week with the Red Sox team. What's happened in the final slumbering week, if you will?
Yes, when we last spoke on Thursday, the Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-3. J.D. Martinez broke up a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the eighth with a two-run homer. On Friday, Red Sox shut out by the Blue Jays 9-0 in Toronto. Then on Saturday, the Red Sox were blanked by the Blue Jays 10-0. Then on Sunday, Sox fell again, this time to the Blue Jays 6-3. So Sox return home on Monday for the final three games of the season. They snapped the three-game skid, beating the Rays 4-3. Then on Tuesday, Red Sox shut out the Rays 5-0. It was a rain-shortened five-inning game. Xander Bogaerts hitting a grand slam in that one. And, of course, the festivities yesterday with the season finale and the Red Sox fans saying goodbye to announcer Dennis Eckersley in the booth for Nesson, who's retiring after 20 years in the broadcast booth.
Well, that Toronto series, Andy, outscored 25-3 or something like that. Man, whoa.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Okay. Hey, you always share a bright spot with us with what's happening on Nesson Plus. So I imagine it's some kind of postseason drama for the Red Sox on Nesson Plus today.
I really wish there was, Bill, but I am sorry to say that Red Sox on this day on Nesson Plus has been replaced by Bruins on this day on Nesson Plus. And if anyone really cares, it's a game from October.
We got a preseason game for the Bruins from when?
Against the Atlanta Thrashers in 2001. So get your popcorn ready for that one. But really wish there was some postseason stuff they could show. But, of course, Nesson doesn't have the rights to that stuff.
No, that's true. That's true. All right. Andy, we got some Major League Baseball news. This is when it really gets good, folks. But thanks for hanging in with us for the first 2 minutes here. But what do you got around Major League Baseball to share with us?
Well, last Friday, Cardinals DH Albert Pujols hit his 701st career home run. Also on Friday, the Mariners clinched the playoff spot for the first time in 21 years, and the Rays clinched the playoff spot for the fourth straight season. On Saturday, Angels pitcher DH Shohei Ohtani agreed to a one-year, $30 million contract extension for 2023. Not a bad payday. On Sunday, Twins pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson became the player with the longest last name in Major League Baseball history at 16 characters, passing former Sox catcher Jared Saltalamacchia at 15 characters. Also on Sunday, Albert Pujols hitting career home run number 702 in his final regular season at bat of his career.
It would be interesting if either one of those guys was an actual character, you know what I'm saying, the clubhouse, something, you know.
They could be fictional characters for all I know.
A cut-up, if you will. All right. What else do you have?
Albert Pujols hit yet another home run, this one number 703. He passed Babe Ruth, moving into second place in the all-time RBI list as well with 2,216. Also, Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa of the White Sox announced he's retiring for the second time, this time for health reasons. La Russa took over the White Sox in 2021 after retiring for the first time back in 2011.
And let me just stop you there. Is that the second time this year he's retired? He's retired a bunch of times already, hasn't he? Because he's like 90.
Time in his career he's retired. I should be a little more specific.
No, but I'm thinking he's already retired like a bunch of times. I'm maybe just left positions. All right, never mind. All right, I'm sorry, Andy, go.
The big news on Tuesday, of course, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge. He broke the American League home run record, hitting his 62nd of the season, topping Roger Maris' 61 back in 1961. Also on Tuesday, the Braves clinched the NL East Division title.
I got to say, this season, it was August 13th, actually. I was at Fenway Park. I just remember the day because it was the 13th of August. And got the pretty good seats to see Aaron Judge. And although he didn't hit a home run, I mean, it was impressive at least to see him. And congrats to him. That's a great story for sure.
Absolutely. It was one of the best stories of the year in Major League Baseball. And if you're wondering what happened to the ball, someone did get that home run ball in Texas. An offer is now of up to $2 million for that ball, but the guy who got it said he's not sure what he's going to do with it yet, so we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Anything? What else do you have, Andy?
Well, wrapping up the season yesterday, we got a couple batting champions to tell you about. Twins first baseman Luis Arraez won the American League title with a .316 average, and Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil won the National League title, finishing at .326. He becomes the first Mets player in history to win a batting title. And the Royals now in the market for a new manager. They fired Mike Matheny yesterday. Matheny, the fifth manager fired this season.
All right. Anything else, Andy, do you have for us? A postseason peek or anything like that?
Yes, we'll take a look at the wild card playoff breakdown. It's now a best of three series. The team with the higher seed has all the home games. In the American League, the Blue Jays host the Mariners. The Guardians entertain the Rays in the National League. Mets will be at Citi Field playing the Padres. The Cardinals welcome in the Phillies into Busch Stadium. The Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, and Braves will start the postseason in the division series. They'll wait for the winners of the wild card series. And there'll be four wild card games getting underway, those series, on Friday. So it all gets underway with a game at noon. The last game of the night starts around 8. So you can have plenty of baseball to watch on Friday.
Got it. Okay. So, Andy, just a quick note on the Red Sox here. J.D. Martinez, you're thinking that he will not be back this next season?
Yeah, I don't think so. Obviously, he's a free agent at the end of the year. I think the Red Sox can go a different direction. He made $19 million this year in a one-year deal. Not sure what he thinks he's going to get on the open market, but now with the National League having a DH, there'll be plenty of suitors out there for him. I think the Red Sox, again, are just going to go in a different direction. The other issue, of course, Xander Bogaerts, who has an opt-out clause in his contract. He doesn't become a free agent technically until after next season, but he can opt out after this year and explore other possibilities. And that seems to be the leader in the clubhouse of what's going to happen. So will the Red Sox step up and match any offers? And, of course, there's Rafael Devers. He's also a free agent after next season. Will the Red Sox finally extend him to a long-term deal, or do they try to trade him with a year left in his contract and try to get some talent in return for him? So it's going to be a very busy offseason for the Red Sox. Lots of changes will be made. It'll be very interesting to see what's going to be going on, because the Fenway faithful getting a little restless out there at this point with the last place finish.
Yeah, very interesting. You got to think, Andy, though, I mean, just a final note here. I mean, the Red Sox, I mean, wouldn't they be trying to just keep going for it? You know what I'm saying? Or not? Maybe not.
Well, again, you're playing in Boston. You're used to winning 4 championships in the century so far. We're not a small market team. The Red Sox seem to be operating that way all of a sudden with Chaim Bloom coming aboard. Mm. But you would hope that they're going to try to push for a winner and not just keep in this rebuilding process. They have another season like this year. Those attendance numbers are going to start dwindling. I mean, yeah, you can say the attendance in the last week of the season was close to 30,000 a game. There weren't that many people at the stadium. It's the fact that people bought tickets early in the year thinking these games were going to mean something heading toward a postseason berth. But Red Sox fans see what's going on in the offseason. They don't see any major improvements what they think will happen with this team. People aren't going to be stepping up to the plate to buy tickets, that's for sure, with the prices and whatnot. So, John Henry has to balance things out here and just figure what he wants to do. To me, a winning product on the field brings people to the park, and that makes more money for you. So what's the downside?
Yeah, there you go. Well, with J.D.'s $19 million contract, I just hope he's able to sign on somewhere for a little bit more with this inflation. How is he going to make it?
I know. It's going to be tough for him. Real tough.
I know. All right. Well, but it's I'm sorry to see him go, but whatever. But all right, Andy, we'll stop there, and we'll check back with you again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right. There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.